I was in Baghdad, and I'd gotten a ride with two army officers, and they spoke pretty good English. And so I had told them that I'd grown up on a ranch in Colorado, and they said, oh, you have to come out to the edge of the city where the Bedouins come in and camp. And so they took me out there, and there were a whole group of desert people there. And they had, like, I don't know how many horses, but there were probably 50 guys on horses riding around there. So these guys were talking to some of these fellows and kind of interpreting for me. And so the fellow says, would you like to come to the camp for dinner tonight? So I say to the army officer, would that be appropriate? Would that be? Oh, yeah, he said, it would be great. He said, I just need to tell you that as the guest of honor, you get served eye of the camel. I went, oops. I said, what does that involve? Well, he said, they just boil the eye of the camel, and that's the kind of honored dish. He said, it's about as big as an orange. And I went, well, you know, I do have to write some letters at the youth hostel. I was just afraid that I would embarrass myself, because if it had been a sheep eye, you could kind of swallow it. But what are you going to do with an eyeball as big as an orange? So I didn't go. I would have liked to go on and seen what was going on, but I was just pretty sure I couldn't get by the eye of the camel. So, but they had some beautiful horses, and they were great. The next morning when I was leaving, I see them going out on the desert. All right.
So where did you get through Europe and then back to the United States? Did you come fly back, or you both?
Yeah, no, I came. I was in Mallorca, and I met a political science teacher from Yale, and I worked for him. He was writing a book, and so I was typing his manuscript, which I said that's probably the most expensive per word book ever typed, because I could type about 20 words a minute, you know. But anyway, so then after he finished his book, and we'd gone to a big wedding, his assistant got married in Orléans in France, and then he was going back to the States, so we went to Paris, and I dropped him off, and then I shipped his car, and then I took the train to Belgium and got on a charter flight, flew to Toronto, and then took the bus back to Denver, up to Kremlin. So, yeah.
And what year did you get back into Kremlin?
The end of 65, yeah. Yeah, it was a great time. I might never have come home I would eventually, but I probably would have stayed another year if I hadn't met that professor. He harped on me about going back to college, and it was a good idea. When I came back, I was a lot more focused, and I actually studied and graduated. All the things that people are supposed to do in college instead of what I did before.
So what year did you graduate from CSU?
68. I said I compressed a four-year degree into 10 years. So, yeah, it was pretty good. And then I immigrated to Australia for 10 years. We were ranching down here. Then came back to California and at the end of 79, and then I went to law school. And I called my dad. I said, I tried to earn an honest living. I'm just going to give up and go to law school. So then I went to law school and became a prosecutor.